Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I am so thrilled to be here with you today, and we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, what space clearing is and why it matters. And I'm going to tell you some stories, give you the principles behind it, what I've learned about space clearing in my practice, personal and professional practice. And we're just going to go from there. And it's all in line with how I view the world and how we live in it, and that's that we need to all understand that we are all naturally intuitives and all naturally healers, and we just need to learn how to tap those skills. And the world around us is more than ready to step in and help us learn to understand those particular abilities, because the more we understand, the more we take our place as equal beings on the planet. So we're going to talk about that and what that means. But first, as always, I welcome questions and comments and callers for quick intuitive readings if you'd like. So you are welcome to call the show at 202-570-7057. Question, comment, quick reading, that's great. If you're shy, please email me your question or comment. I do gather them up and every once in a while do an entire show just on the questions and comments from people, including quick reading questions. Because my job is to help you be your best, just as we're all helping each other. So as we get started on the show today, as always, I would like to start with a quick meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz. He's an extremely rare crystal, just in terms of his composition. But he's also an ancient healer and truth bringer, what we call an ancient power crystal. He has amazing ability to connect wherever you are in the world. So however your intuition works most strongly, seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing, know that you're connected with the energy of this crystal in this hour. So I hope it boosts you up, helps you open your mind to concepts you might not have heard of, or reaffirms what you've already known and worked with in your life. So let's start with Fallon. Take your attention to the top of your head. We're going to breathe down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you do that, unless you're driving, of course, lean back and relax and just feel the cares of the day washing away so that you give yourself this hour to be your best. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And now reversing that, imagine an energy line flowing up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And if you're willing to welcome that healing energy of Fallon, the crystal, you're welcome to do so. Just imagine a gold light going straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart flooding your system with healing warmth, with love, mind, body, and spirit, moving up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. At the end of the show, we'll close you down so that you can go about your day. So today, what space clearing is and why it matters. You know, a lot of us are, especially the last few years, it seems like everything is just happening so fast everywhere around us. From changes in our neighborhoods to our cities to our countries even. And sometimes adding all of that to our daily lives, we suffer from overwhelm, right? And it's, my goodness, how are we just going to keep ourselves balanced and healthy and moving forward? Well, I hope you're not surprised to hear this because the reality is your home and your workspaces are there to support you in your daily life. And if you're not tapping into that energy of support and connection, you're really doing yourself a disservice because you're not getting the full connection that you could be getting. And we can always work at being our best, right? We can always find many things that support us. A lot of people like a regular meditation practice. I like to do that kind of thing when I'm out walking with my dog, just being in nature. But we tend to overlook our homes as our support system. And that's where space clearing comes in. So, when we're busy living, you know, we want to think about how we're living and what that means to us, mind, body, and spirit. And so, how do we create healthy, balanced relationships with our spaces? Well, that's with a process I call space clearing. Now, I've covered this in other shows and I've covered it in Facebook Lives, but essentially, the idea of space clearing is that everything is made of energy, as you know, and the reason we see our physical bodies is the energy is really densely packed there to be in a physical body. And that's why when we die, for example, and we first transition out of our bodies, we go to a place close to the afterlife, part of the afterlife, if you will, where we hang out for a while and let those denser energies slough off of us. So that we become lighter so that we can move on to the afterlife. But we're not the only ones that are composed of energy. Our animals and our homes and our businesses and the trees and hurricanes and volcanoes and the ocean. It's all energy. It's all composed of energy. When we look at our homes and our business spaces, we're looking at particular constructs that we have created to help us live easily in the world. And, you know, when we think of our ancestors living out in the open, living in caves, you know, pulling tree branches down around them to protect them from the elements, we've come a long ways, right? With central heating and even air conditioning and running water. And boy, the minute we're without those things, we realize how important they are and that we take them for granted. And that's kind of what we do with our spaces. We take them for granted. But if you think about it, what we create in our homes, when you look around you and the pictures you put on the walls and, you know, how you arrange your bed and how the meals that you cook and the relaxing spaces and who you share it with, human or animal, if anything but yourself, including plants. And you realize what we've done is create a container for ourselves, and we call that our home. And when we're at work, our container is our office space. It could be the cubicle that we work in, the larger building that we're part of, our car, if we're, you know, salespeople and we're driving around, truckers, all kinds of things. Whatever that space is that you work in is your workspace. Well, the thing is, those spaces are alive just like we are. And in the mindset that I call planetary connection, it's not a mindset I created. It's something that I learned from non-humans, like oil spills and trees and volcanoes and windstorms and rainstorms and our homes and our businesses, and learning that everything is alive, everything has a soul, has consciousness, has a job to do, a responsibility to make a choice about doing that job, yes or no, and opinions. And when our souls take a body, whatever that body is, we take it to grow our souls, to learn from that experience. Well, there are souls in our homes too. Our homes have souls. They're conscious, they're aware. And a lot of homes that I work with tell me that even though they're 100 years old, this is the first time anybody's bothered to actually talk to them, have a conversation with them, think about what they need and want, think about what they notice about us. And in essence, if we're not paying attention to those spaces, we're losing out on that opportunity to not just grow ourselves, but to help our spaces grow themselves as well. For example, let me tell you a story about this. Way back when I didn't understand that our homes and business spaces were alive. And one more thing to note about your home space is that our homes are created to nurture and support us. That's why we build them. That's why we create them. And so that is a job that they are given by us, but one that the soul that has taken that house body has taken to heart in terms of supporting the family there. So imagine how hard it is to support somebody when they don't even know you exist. And that's the way I was. I own a condo near the ocean in Seattle. The ocean has always been my go-to place ever since I was a little kid. So to me, it's a great honor and privilege to live near Puget Sound in the Seattle area. It is ocean. It isn't the big ocean waves that you get along the Washington, Oregon, California coast, any coast, because we're inland. But it's still the ocean. And one day I got the idea that it was time for me to buy a different house. And I was like, wow, where did that come from? Like, I love my condo. Why would I want to buy a house? So I called up the person who had sold me my condo and who had then sold another place for somebody else I know, and told her I was looking for a new house. And the poor woman, I drove her insane because I drove myself insane because I didn't know what was happening. I would look up listings and I'd see a house and I'd think, oh, okay, maybe that's my house. And we'd go and we'd look at the house, and over the course of doing this, many houses, I'm sorry to say, my poor agent was very patient. I started realizing that maybe I wasn't buying a house, that something else was happening. And my real estate agent was like, Robin, you're not buying a house. I have siblings who have been tested through psychic. People who study psychics, she goes, and that's what's happening to you. And over time, we realized that was exactly what was happening. I was going out, I was hearing homes calling for their families. And that's when I work with families on selling a property, for example, clearing that property for new energies to come in. I always tell the families and the house to call for its new family. And there are real estate agents who will call me up and say, will you do a reading on this house and tell me what kind of family it wants? And I'll come back and say, it doesn't want a family with kids. It wants a single older woman and a cat. Really, I mean, homes can get that specific. And that's what I was learning when I was driving my real estate agent crazy looking for home for me. For example, we went into a lovely Spanish style home, and I love the Spanish style. The yard was awesome. There's beautiful trees, and it had a whole extra lot that came with it, so I could sell off that lot to somebody who wanted to build a house there. But as I walked through the house, then I could hear all these people talking to me. Well, this was about halfway through the home buying situation. Halfway through, and my real estate agent finally pulled over and had a talk with me after this experience because I was walking through the house and I could hear my dead family members commenting on, wow, I really like this place. I really like this built-in sideboard. This is an awesome kitchen. What a great yard for the dogs. I bet you're going to like the neighbors here. And the house is going, yes, you know, I really want somebody to love me. Will you love me? You know, and those voices in the, it was all going on. I'm like, what the heck? And that's when my agent said, hey, you know, you're not buying a house, you're hearing them. And that's weird even by my standards, Robin, but that's what's happening. And I started talking to other psychics, and ask them to, you know, let's tune into this house and see what's going on. And they were surprised too, because really at that time, nobody that I know of was actually doing this, of actually having a conversation with a non-human, particularly a house. So that was fascinating and exciting, but it was also validating for me to hear other psychics say, okay, oh my gosh, we can actually talk to a house. So another house I went to was like, hey, look, I have a beautiful tub in the basement where you can wash the dogs, and look how great the backyard is, and the dogs will love it. You know, and just showing me all the good things about it. There was another house that we went to in Seattle, and it was a beautiful, bright, sunny day, not a breath of a breeze, nothing. And my agent was standing on the steps of the house, ready to open the door, and I'm standing on the sidewalk, and I had pulled the flyer out of the container there in front of the house so I could read about the property itself, which I had decided might fit. And I'm standing there holding this piece of paper, and it literally got yanked out of my hand and thrown on the ground. And I'm like, okay, well, that's really interesting. At that point, my agent wanted to leave. She goes, oh, no, I don't even want to go in here. And I said, it's okay. This house is trying to tell me something, and I need to find out what that is. So we walked in the house, and my agent is like, I just want to run. And I'm like, okay, just show me what your issue is. I'm just here to understand and to learn. And so the house, I just show me what you want me to see. And my attention would be drawn to the darkest corner, to a broken tile in the bathroom, to a slightly uneven floor in the kitchen. It was pointing out all its flaws. And then it was very specifically saying, I don't want you, I want my people. Go away. So we'll be back after the break to talk more about our spaces and how space clearing matters. Hang on.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about what space clearing is and why it matters. So in the particular house that was very clear that it didn't want me and that it didn't want its people to leave, I had a quick conversation with it. You know, by that time, I was finally realizing I could actually do this. And I told the house that I would honor its request. I wouldn't buy it. I understood that it wanted its people. I said, but people have their own ideas about where they're going to live and why, and sometimes they can't help it. Sometimes they just have to leave for a different job or a different circumstance, and that they were going to have to let go of their people and, you know, call in someone else. And I don't know what happened because I don't know if that house sold and you know, very likely did. I mean, you're not going to see homes around the world standing up and not allowing themselves to be sold. The energy of human will, so to speak, is pretty dominant, and they'll give in and do what we want. But it helps them if we explain to them what we want and need. And if we then understand from them what they want and need. So let me explain a little bit about energy and how it works and why I call my space clearing business space cooperating. So if everything is composed of energy, and we walk around every day and everything is giving off something, right? I mean, we're not... We in our animals, for example, there's dander, there's hair, there's skin cells. It's, you know, it's that. But we're also giving off little bits and pieces of our energy. Spins off of us, stays in the places that we walk in and visit during the day, and comes home with us. So when we leave in the morning, between the time we leave in the morning and come back, or even go for a walk and come back, what we're doing is little bits of our energy spinning up, little bits of the energy of other people and other animals and trees and so on is sticking to us. And if we're inside a building, for example, then little bits and pieces of that building will spin off and come home with us. So we basically come home with energy that stuck to us from other things. And you'll start to recognize that if you're a person whose intuition runs towards feelings, because you'll be particularly tired and overwhelmed, and you'll come home instead of your home being this nurturing space that it's created to be. You feel even tireder at home, and it feels dull and lacking in something. And you'll notice it at work. You'll notice that people aren't getting along as well. Maybe sales are off. People will notice if you run a retail business and you've got it, everything perfectly set out and it looks great, and people walk in the door and they flinch and they turn around and leave. It isn't clutter that's sending them away. It's stuck energy that's in that space. So I do a lot of business clearings as well as home clearings. And you can do these clearings yourself. And the way I suggest you look at it is by cooperating with that space. So my work in space clearing, which I call space cooperating, is helping mesh the needs and wants of the people and the spaces, so that both are rejuvenated and both are getting like a metaphysical bath, if you were, clearing out stuck energy and keeping it moving. Now, when energy gets stuck, it makes us harder to do things that we want to do and easier for us to get just dragged down, right? And so keeping the energy flowing is important. And you can do that by clearing your space, which we're going to assume you're also clearing yourself at the same time. So I did a Facebook Live this morning. You can look it up at the Humanity Healing page on Facebook, a space clearing technique. But in essence, I have people gather a gift for the house when I go. So I'm going to do a space cooperating session. Gather a gift for the house. Can be as simple as a ribbon, but this is a challenge for them to go shopping and relax and let them feel what their home might want to have as a gift. What stands out to them? And they go shopping and say, "House, tell me what you would like as a gift." You know, keep it under $5 or something like that. And bring that gift home at the same time as they bring sea salt and candles if they like them, flowers or dried flowers and incense and all of those kinds of things that will help with the clearing. Then open the clearing. Before I do a clearing, I actually sit down with the house or the business and chat with it and find out what's going on, what it thinks is going on inside it with its people who live there or people who work there, what insight it can give me, what its needs are, where it feels it needs support or understanding, and then I tell it what its people want. So that when I show up for the actual clearing, I sit down with the people and we're like negotiating. Here's what your space needs and wants. What about you? What do you need and want? We've talked about this. Let's talk about it out loud again in the context of this clearing. We come to an agreement and then we clear the energy with the incense or whatever it is. And I tell people, you don't really need incense. You just need the intention to clear and to support the clearing, and it really helps clear. You can wave your arms around. I like music in some places, but the idea is to help that house clear out. And it's really a beautiful procedure. I recently cleared a house for a young couple out of Seattle, different city. And they'd bought a house that was over 100 years old. And oh my God, it still had the old wallpaper and those really fancy decorative ceilings. It was enormous, enormous house. And when I checked in with it and getting ready to clear it, I was telling it that these people really wanted to spend a long time there and they wanted to restore it to what it looked like when it was first built, but also to add their touch to it. And what would it like? What was it looking for? And the house was so thrilled. No one's ever asked me that before. You know, so thrilled that someone was interested in what it liked and it wanted and what it considered its issues. And I was very pleased to share that with this couple. And as we walked through the home, then I found, you know, seems pretty inevitable, but that's like saying everything, it always happens that way and it doesn't. But I did find someone who had died in that home and helped her and her baby that died with her in childbirth to move to the afterlife. And when I noticed that kind of thing, I moved the humans out of the room, so that I can work with the room without their energy bodies, you know, being affected, kind of contain the clearing within that room and then work with that space, then invite the people back in. Tell me how you feel here now. And this was a very interested couple whose intuition ran towards feeling, so they could walk in and feel the energy. Now, the woman had hired me and the husband was being very polite and still skeptical. And at the end of the clearing, he was smiling. And I said, "So you're not skeptical anymore?" And he says, "No, I'm not." He says, "Besides, I could feel it. I could feel the changes." And this house was just completely thrilled. I mean, and it was over 100 years old. And I have to tell these older houses, look, people don't live as long as you could live, and they don't live in the same place. So you need to welcome the family for as long as it can be there. And, you know, how can you share the space? How can you support them? And so, you know, the house wanted children, and so did they, and they had some. So that was really cool. And as I was looking around from the vantage point of the living and kitchen areas, I'm looking around at all the houses around it in this older part of the city. And I'm like, wow, this home was like the leader of the neighborhood. And that home thinks this and this home thinks that. And I pointed to one house across the backyard and I said, that home and its people are very skeptical and are not going to be open to you. Well, the young couple took that as a challenge. I said, well, we're going to take up brownies. So about a week later, I get an email from them telling me how wonderful their housewarming was that evening. They had a housewarming party the evening of the space clearing. How everybody noticed, even people who'd been there before, noticed how different the home felt. And that they'd taken cookies to the skeptical house and laughed out loud as they walked up to the door and saw a sign that said, mail carriers, do not step on the grass. They knew the people were home, and they knocked on the door, and the people didn't answer. So, you know, there's like people taking me seriously when I tell them what's happening and then actually making an effort to befriend the house and the people there, getting rebuffed, but knowing it was going to happen. And knowing that now that's something they can work on. And this is all that's involved in clearing your spaces. You're clearing your space, but you're also, that energy is also going out into the neighborhood. And anytime you can free up stuck energy, everything flows better all around you. So I can hardly wait to see what this young couple does in the future. They're undergoing extensive renovations now, and we prepared the home for that. And he said, here's what's going to happen. What would you like here? And so the house had a couple requests as I was walking through. Could you do this? Could you do that? And the couple were just in love with the house, the woman more than the man. The man was becoming more comfortable, and by the time the clearing was done, he was into it. He was ready for this to happen. So it's my privilege then to support people in helping their spaces clear themselves in this space cooperating, space clearing aspect of their lives. And you can do this in your apartment if that's what you have. You can do this in a room if you share a room in a home, your cubicle at work. Put something out there that helps clear the energies. And I've created, especially for people in intense professions, I call them like social workers, a little decorative bowl with a sea salt mixture I make, which has coarse ground Himalayan sea salt and lavender in it, and then I set Fallon in it for a bit for Fallon's energy to be in that mixture, and then they can put a few crystals in it. And what it is very beautiful little bowl of this salt mixture with crystals or even dried flowers sitting on top of the lavender mixture. It looks like a piece of art, and people in the office don't need to know that it's keeping the space clear. But what I get from feedback from people is that when they've done this, when they've basically cleared their space, invited it to cooperate with them so that they could be the best that they could be at work, their work relationships improve and their little desks or offices become kind of gathering places because people feel the energy difference. Even if you're not an energy sensitive, you're going to feel the difference between having a tough time breathing and catching your own breath, so to speak, your energy breath as well as your physical breath, in a dense space and walking into a clear space. It's like trying to walk in underwater. And so I urge you to consider clearing your spaces once a month after you pay your bills, for example. Set a time for doing that. Certainly after anything that's happened in the home, someone's been ill, someone's passed away, there's a birthday or anniversary, or it's a holiday, or whatever it is. And as I mentioned on Facebook this morning, this weekend was the third anniversary of the adoption of my dog, Ollie. And so that was something to celebrate, and today is my mother's birthday, and although she died in 1995, I still woke up this morning and said, happy birthday, Mom, and I'm going to do a clearing this afternoon honoring you and your relationship to me and our being a family together, and again, honoring Ollie for joining the family, at which the cat chimes in and says, well, I'm here too, and I go, yeah, we'll do one for you too on your adoption anniversary. So gather materials, gather sea salt, gather incense, gather a clearing spray, even just put some essential oil in a spray bottle with water in it. And be careful if you're using essential oils around cats. But anything to clear the air. I like copal, Palo Santo, frankincense, rose essential oil in some way that makes it not like a budget breaker, because an ounce of the really cool essential rose essential oil is like at least $500. So obviously you can't do that, but you can buy some derivatives. And the objective is, what is your house telling you? What are you feeling from your house? How can you use that to create a close relationship with it? My condo is named Frank. Okay. I laugh because a lot of people who tell me I am too frank at times in my personal and business lives. So it amuses me that my condo's called himself Frank. It's masculine, and every being that I actually talk with out there in the universe either presents as male or female to me. So my home, Frank, participates in all of my space clearings when I'm out and about. And he actually sometimes acts as intermediary to talk with other spaces. If they're worried about talking to me, or they're worried about what's going to happen and they're frustrated and can't get through, they will chat with each other. And then I'll get Frank's input and what he thinks about the space. So, you know, so I go well equipped to deal with whatever shows up in a space. And that really is pretty exciting. So hang on, I have some more cool stories to share with you after the break.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about how to clear the spaces that we live in and why it matters. So we've learned that keeping energy moving helps us feel better, helps us be our best selves. It also helps the spaces that we're living and working in be their best selves. So it gives us the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak, the biggest boost that we can get. And it also allows us to claim our personal power, which helps us be our best. And by clearing the spaces, it helps the spaces claim their power. And this is a very important concept for you to understand, because if you're looking for a new home, what you can do is literally ask your home to show up, you know, ask your home to call for you. And pay attention to what you're getting. You're looking in listings, or you're talking to a real estate agent, or you're looking, you know, apartment rentals. How do you feel when you look at that listing? How do mind, body, and spirit, you're clear seeing, clear hearing, clear feeling, clear knowing. How are those stepping up your intuition to give you input on that space? And then what are you learning from that space? And as I said, Frank, my condo, helps me with a lot of clearings, and Frank is very opinionated. I bless every day that I live here with him, and my kids. He's very supportive, for all of us, and he creates this wonderful space too for clients to come in. So people come in and they immediately notice how different it feels. And of course, a lot of that is also Fallon being here. But to tell you how homes connect with each other and connect with us, we had a very cold winter here in Seattle, and I knew a friend was moving to a new house, a new rental, and all of a sudden I could hear this rental complaining about water and just panicking as water was running everywhere. And I tried to call her and tell her, you need to go over and check your new rental. I'm worried that a pipe has burst because it's just screaming about water, 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 water everywhere. And I later got a phone call, and she was laughing. She was saying, yes, I was at the house cleaning all afternoon, and I had every faucet open, every sink on, the bathtub and shower running. She goes, there was water running everywhere. So that's what I was hearing. And so then I was explaining to the house, look, she's cleaning you. Well, this house had been used as a rental for multiple years, and nobody had ever done a deep cleaning, and the house was like, oh my God, you're trying to kill me. No, you're just trying to get you clean. And while I was explaining how cleaning helps the house feel better, I was wiping up something in the kitchen, and I heard Frank, my condo, chime in, say, I could use to be cleaned more often. So you see, they're listening to each other, they're paying attention, they're chiming in. And when we become aware that the things around us, especially the things that are the spaces that we live and work in, when we become aware that they're aware and they're communicating, there's so many misunderstandings that we can resolve, and so much more freedom and love and connection that we can have by understanding these spaces are alive and are trying to connect with us. It can head off issues like this house that didn't know it was going to be cleared. And in another instance similar to that, we were having a string of arsons in the Seattle area. And I started hearing, and this was before I was learning really good energy boundaries, and you can obviously tell why I really needed good energy boundaries when I start hearing houses all over Seattle screaming because they were afraid of an arsonist. Well, I don't blame them, right? Because the idea of arson is to burn something down, and houses don't want to be burned down, right? Especially because they're there supporting their families. But I was hearing from different homes all around Seattle, not really paying too much attention to the news. But with Frank, my condo, and Fallon, my crystal, I created a way of helping these different homes that were afraid to shield themselves energetically from the arsonist. And I started to see this person. I could literally see this person in my mind's eye, so to speak. And then the arson stopped, and it was like we'd help the homes create this energy shield that just pushed the guy all the way to Canada, and they caught him. And yes, he did look exactly like the guy I saw in my head. So here's homes asking for help, humans and crystals and other homes joining in to support them. The world is more mysterious than we know, and the more aware we become of how things are interconnected, the easier it is for us to be our best selves out there, because we know the things that are blocking us, we know the things that are supporting us, and we can keep those energies moving, which is how we keep ourselves cleared out in the homes and businesses that we live in, which is pretty awesome, right? Because that's what we want to do, is to help our spaces be their best. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to do that. And then if I have some time, I'll tell you a few more cool stories, because I've got a lot of them. But people will ask me, well, how do I know a house is mine? Or how do I know that this workspace is the right one for me to rent? And if you talk to people and your own friends, you'll hear them say, I walked up to that house and I just knew it was mine. I just knew it. You can also ask your house to show up, like I suggested earlier. Ask the place that you're looking for to show up, to give you a feeling, to let you know when you walk into it that it's your space. And if you're out touring a home or a business space, ask it what it wants, you know, and tell it to express itself so that you can understand it. And if you're a clairknowing person, someone who just knows things, I promise you, you're going to feel silly doing all of this stuff, because it feels like you're making it up, and if you haven't practiced at all, it makes you feel really self-conscious. But allow yourself to get past that feeling, because what will happen is you start to connect with the place that's yours. I remember one house that I think is probably the last one that I dragged my agent to, and I was just sure that this was it, you know. And so I told her, she didn't have to go there. I was just going to go look at it. So I go and I pull up, and she's standing in the yard waiting for me, and probably at that point wanted to just hit me over the head and tell me to go home and shut the door and leave her alone. And she looked at me and she goes, I don't know why you want this house. This just isn't your house. And I'm like, whatever. And I walked to the house, and I'm kind of stubborn. I needed to learn this stuff myself. I walked up to the house and I walked through the door. And as I walked through the door, literally into the house itself, I went, oh, this isn't my house at all. I knew it, instantly knew it. And then I'm looking around like, why was I there? And I'm looking around and I see this woman, and she's standing there, and she had this look on her face. And I went, oh, it's not my house, it's her house. And I realized then that's what my role was in space clearing, that I can help a client know where their house is, or I can clear the house they've chosen so that they can connect better. Because what I saw were the energy lines connecting this woman in this house. And I walked up to her. I mean, I might as well just put it all on the line, right? I walked up to her and I said, I thought this was my house, but it's actually your house. And she turned and she looked at me and she smiled and she goes, yes, it is. I hope she bought it, because they were really connected. And when you connect that human in their spaces that they live in particular, because those spaces are so sensitive and so determined to take care of us, to nurture us, to help us be our best, when we turn around and do the same for them, it's amazing. It's wonderful. And even if your house is dirty and needs a thorough cleaning, it's still your house, right? It's that connection that you've made to it. So if you're out there looking for your place, if you're in a place that you love and you want to make an even closer connection, try this space cooperating. Try asking the space what it needs and wants from you. Ask it what it thinks about what's going on in the space. I have a jade tree. His name is Raymond, named after my dad, Ray. And my dad gave me that jade tree over 30 years ago, maybe longer. Well, for years I've been telling people Raymond is 55 years old, so eventually he will be, or he's older than that, but he is very old, and he's been pruned a number of times, and when I remodeled the condo that I live in, I actually had a floor built for him, and it was billed as Raymond's floor, as everybody got into it. So Raymond pictures himself as an oak tree. He's within this home space, okay? Raymond pictures himself as an oak tree, so whatever, that's fine. He branches out. He has 650 little lights on him that I plug in the wintertime to light him up. But Raymond thinks that he's the place in charge of the nursery. So for when any of the animals have been sick over the last 20 years of living here, it's bring them to me, and I'll put a bed and tuck the bed on the floor underneath Raymond, and there is that healing energy that comes from Raymond, who's supported by this space cooperating idea that exists in our home, that helps support my kids through illness, has helped supported me through illnesses. So I want you to think about that and see how you can create an even better, deeper relationship with your home. Check in with it every day when you get up and every night when you go to bed. How does it feel to you? How could it feel better? Do you need to change a color on the wall or change a piece of furniture? I recently did a space clearing by Skype, and I suggested they move the bed from one side to the other just to break up the age-old energy there from that bed being there for generations. What does a house need from you? What will it tell you about what's going on? Can the home give you any insight into your issues? Can it join in with you when you're happy and excited? Can it be happy and excited with you? And can it help support anyone who's ill, like Raymond the Jade Tree does? So find out how you can support your home, how you can support your workspace, what that needs. All places could really use a good salt clearing, and create that living dynamic relationship with your spaces. I promise you it will make a huge difference in your life and in the lives of all the people who come through that space at home or at work. And that energy helps send out positive, healthy energy beyond that home into your neighborhood, into your communities, into your states here in the United States, into your countries, wherever you are in the world. This is an ancient technique. Space clearing goes back to the early days of humans coming together to survive in community. It's not a woo-woo thing. It's a real thing, and it will help you create this healthy space to live in. It will help your home create a space for you to live in. It's a win-win situation all around. You want to get to be your best self. You want to get the best job possible. You want to succeed in whatever you're doing. Get your home and your workspace to pop in there and support you. They have feelings. They have a very big job to do. And I promise you, you start paying attention to them, checking in with them every day, you are going to not just have so much fun, but be so happy. And that can't help but make you better and everything around you better. So with that, we're coming to a conclusion here today. I want to thank you for joining me. I would like to invite you to join me next week, where I welcome Robert Martin, is author who's working with advocating for at-risk children. That show has been pre-recorded, so you can't call in next week. But the following week, I'm going to be talking when ghosts haunt their homes, or do they, and what that is, because it's not just Halloween. It's a time to talk about really what is some of the scarier things that are happening in our spaces. If you'd like to connect with me for my services, you can find my website at robynfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. I offer space clearing, clearly, mediumship, talking with human and animal deceased family members, personal and business intuition, animal communication, spiritual awakening and soul retrieval, past life and between life regression, mostly as soul regression hypnotherapy, as I'm a licensed hypnotherapist, helping your soul express itself through many lifetimes. And soul progression clearing, which helps clear out your stuck energy and fill you up with healthy energy through alchemical energy healing. And please let me know if there are subjects you'd like me to cover here on the show or in a Facebook Live. And whatever else you would like to chat about, or if you'd like me to cover a quick reading for you on air and hesitate to call in, just email me at robynfritz.com. Cross your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Feel that healthy energy coming in, grounding you and balancing you, getting you back in your body to go about your day. Thank you for joining me. It's my honor and my privilege. We'll see you every Monday here at omtimes.com radio, the practical intuitive, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Thank you and take care.